Health officials in Dallas are reporting a case of the Zika virus that was acquired through sexual transmission. The patient got infected from someone who had been to a country where the virus is currently circulating. This kind of transmission has been reported elsewhere in the world, but this is the first case confirmed by the CDC in the U.S. from the ongoing outbreak in the Americas. In Brazil, researchers are still trying to figure out how often the Zika virus causes babies to be born with small heads and brain damage. Over 500,000 people are believed to have been infected with Zika in that country, but it's hard to know how far it's spread. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports.
Doctors in Brazil say the most important thing they need to have as quickly as possible is a reliable, fast way to test for the Zika virus. Rafael França is an immunologist in the city of Recife. The big difficulty right now, he says, is really to be able to test with certainty if someone had Zika or some other infection, like dengue, which is very similar, he says. França works in the city that's been at the epicenter of the Zika outbreak, and he's heading up a team that's working with Glasgow University on developing a rapid test. He says at the moment, the only way to determine if you've been infected is to do a blood test within 5 days of that infection. First problem, most cases are asymptomatic, so you may not know you've had Zika at all. Second problem, resources. He says only 16 public labs are equipped to test for the virus here in Brazil, which requires a molecular study of the sample. Brazil's Ministry of Health has announced it's sending out equipment so that 27 labs will be able to do the blood tests in the coming weeks. This lack of quick tests is also affecting the ability of doctors to determine how often cases of brain damage in infants are linked to Zika, says Manuel Barral. He's the director in Bahia of the Brazilian Medical Research Behemoth, the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation. He says he believes the Ministry of Health is being cautious but fair about the numbers.
All the cases that are being detected are classified in a manner that is correct.
He says this epidemic is causing doctors to scramble to learn about an illness that hasn't been well studied. In Bahia, they're focusing on what happens to adults who caught Zika, beyond the impact on pregnant women.
The initial manifestations are kind of mild, I mean, like a rash. But if it's severe enough to cause microcephaly and brain damage, what else can be attributed to the adult health?
There are indications that Zika in adults can have lingering neurological effects.
The problem may be worse than we think so far. This is the idea.
Dr. Viviane Boaventura is an ears, nose, and throat specialist who works with Director Barral. We reached her by phone. She says she's studying 10 patients who are suspected of having had Zika.
After Zika, they started with some symptoms like vertigo or dizziness or hearing loss and also tinnitus.
It's hard to hear, but what she's saying is that for up to 2 months after contracting Zika, she's had 10 patients who suffer measurable and significant hearing loss and lightheadedness. They've been monitoring these patients since May. She says it requires further investigation, and she emphasizes these effects seem to have been temporary and almost all of the patients recovered fully.
We are just starting and we don't have a lot of patients to tell you if in all of the cases it will be reversible or permanent.
The other questions that are looming about Zika, if you've had the virus once, does that make you immune? Doctors assume that is the case, but they don't know for sure. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.